This exquisite vase is one of only fewer than 6 known vases of identical design, and was acquired by its present owner in 1990. A pair of these vases appeared twice at auction in quick succession in London in 1974 and in Hong Kong in 1976, but were then split up. One vase from this pair was recently sold in our Hong Kong rooms this past May in 2008, a reappearance on the market after more than 32 years. Although this vase has some restoration to one handle, the shimmering quality of the yellow and green glazes is exceptional, and the isolation of the glazes within the incised design is particularly successful. These glazes have a tendency to melt and migrate southwards during the firing, bleeding over the margins, so the crispness and control of its colors is indeed outstanding. Although executed in the mid-18th century, this combination of yellow and green for the decoration of porcelain vessels appeared at the imperial kilns at Jingdezhen during the early 15th century. Excavations at Zhushan have revealed dishes from the Xuande era, that's 1425 to 1436, which have a yellow ground, against which are shown green dragons against clouds. This combination of colors remained a favorite of the Chinese court throughout the Ming and Qing dynasties, even becoming part of the sumptuary laws. The current vase is particularly unusual in that 2 shades of green are used rather than 1. The inspiration for the form of the current vase probably came from archaic bronze Hu-shaped vessels, particularly those dated to the Western Zhou dynasty from 1100 to 771 BC, and are cast with a pair of pierced slots above the splayed foot. An example of this type is a wine vessel dated to the mid-Western Zhou period excavated in 1975 from Baijiachun in Shanxi province. These bronze forms were incorporated into porcelain shapes as trends towards archaism became prevalent during the Song dynasty, and lobed vessels of similar shape are found in 12th century Guanware. Now the form is termed Ganlanping, or olive-shaped vases. Powerful depictions of dragons above waves have long been popular, showing the dragon, and thus the emperor himself, in its most beneficent guise, for it represents the dragon rising from winter hibernation at the spring equinox in order to bring rain, and thereby ensure a good harvest for all the people of the empire.